This is a swarm of wild Africanized honeybees. Around 15,000 supremely successful invaders from another continent. Their desert home in the southwest United States has been too dry, too long. The lack of food and water has now forced the bees to leave. On the run, in search of a new home, they're little threat. But one day, that could change. Bees and man aren't usually in conflict. In fact, bees are one of our greatest natural allies. Managed colonies, like the European bees on this truck, have worked with man for thousands of years. And not just producing honey, but also pollinating many plants we rely on for food. This mobile pollination unit has more than 15 million bees on board. Safe inside their hives, the bees are taken to wherever they're needed. Ken Orletsky has been keeping bees for more than 30 years. He'll leave his hives on this farm over several weeks to let the bees do what comes naturally. They fly from flower to flower, gathering sugar-rich nectar and protein-rich pollen for their colonies back in the hives. And as they go, they transfer pollen from one plant to another, pollinating each one so it can bear fruit. Without Ken's bees, there'd be no melons here to harvest later in the year. Every third mouthful of the food we eat depends on bees. We could not survive without them. But it's taken a lot of work to breed the right bees for the job, to gradually build up a gentle and productive population. Imagine if these docile bees were overrun by wild Africanized bees, killer bees.